Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission reminds you it's not too early to be thinking about the 2016 growing season. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards says now's the time to be taking notes to remind yourself what worked or didn't work as you produce the 2015 crop.
If you were growing a variety like Ruby Lee that is susceptible to stripe rust and you're not really willing to spray a fungicide, we need to look at changing varieties next year and go with something like a Gallagher or Billings that is resistant. So make a note of what diseases you have and be prepared to either spray a fungicide next year or switch to a resistant variety so, you know, you don't have to worry about fungicides. Either one is a sound method. You just need to have a plan of action.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers. Learn more at www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were higher today for corn, higher today for soybeans, but steady to a touch lower on the wheat futures. December corn up 3 3/4 at $4.38, with the high today of about 4.43 and a half. So that market has been quite strong since the middle part of June. It's really been a historic rally. It's rallied all the way from around $3.60 up to 4.40. So that's an 80-cent rally there. It did make new highs today for the contract. A lot of that rally is from short covering. You know, they were record short across the board a month ago, and they've now long corn, long beans. So that's a large part of the rally. Beans, sort of the same story, that did not make new highs, but November beans up 26 3/4 cents at $10.15. That is 9 cents off of the high of the day. So a really good action there. The previous high for the November beans a week ago was around $10.40. So we're still quite a bit off that. But same story, hedge fund short covering is the driver here. Wheat futures, Chicago unchanged here. September down 3/4 of a cent at 577 1/4. And then Kansas City down about 4 cents, 578 3/4.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Tomorrow morning, the government will release their latest USDA report. A lot of anticipation going into this report with these huge short covering moves and all of this rain. There's a lot of anticipated ideas that maybe some of the acreage numbers will change and then in the end influencing ending stock supply and demand, etc. The corn production number is expected to be 13.414 billion bushels overall. And that's with a yield of 165.2. That's actually a little bit smaller than where they were previously. They were at 13.6, so a drop there, and quite a bit lower than last year. Last year was 14.2. Soybeans expected to be 3.781 billion bushels, previously 3.85, so that's another drop. They've dropped a yield down to 45.1 bushels an acre, down from 46. Last year, it was 47.8 bushels an acre. So a drop not only from the last report from the USDA, but also from the 2014 numbers. Winter wheat production expected to be all wheat, 2.145 billion bushels. That's a little bit bigger than last time. Last time it was 2.12. Hard red winter wheat, 891. Last time, 887.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
And recapping your markets, August live cattle down 52 at 148.47, October down 60 at 151.80. August feeder cattle down 187 at 211.75, October down 217 at 208.55. August lean hogs down 252 at 73.27. In the grain market, September Kansas City wheat down 3 3/4 at 579 1/4. December down 3 1/4 at 599 1/4. September Chicago wheat up a half at 578. September corn up 4 1/4 at 428 3/4. December up 4 3/4 at 439. August soybeans up 29 1/2 at 1026 1/4, with November up 27 1/2 at 1015 3/4. October cotton up 24 at 65.71. December up 56 at 65.86. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.